what lengths would you go to see him, to meet him? Anyone? Shout out. Yeah. It'd be quite popular.
Climb a tree.
Climb a tree? That's quite impressive.
I'd probably get his mobile number.
Yeah. How? Yeah, well, I'd build him a website.
You'd build him a website.
I would want to serve him. There is a story in Luke of people really, really wanting to see Jesus. So much so that they decided to do something a little bit extreme. So we're going to act that out today. And we were going to use children, but there's not that many children today. There's a few, but there's some maybe older children that might have to get involved as well. So first of all, we need a Jesus. A mini Jesus, anybody? Jack. It's an honour. Everyone give him a round of applause. Thank you very much. You're going to stand in the house. This is a building, everyone, by the way. It's a very quickly constructed building. Is anybody familiar with the story in Luke about people wanting to see Jesus? They wanted to see Jesus, but there was a very packed house. That house looks quite empty. We need some adults, not children, to pack that building out. We're going to see how many people we can fit in this little circle here. It's not going to be comfortable, and it's going to be hot, but we're going to do it. So,
actually, it's not a block of flats, you might be a little bit.
Yeah.
So excited.
Short people, then, short people. So, we need some volunteers, please. Yeah. You can volunteer, or I'll just pick you out. So, there you go, thank you. That's our packed house. And now we need a crowd around the door. I told you I'd pick. Right. And Jesus was telling stories. So, Vinny's going to actually tell you the story now to make it seem a bit more real. And he's got a mic, so that's great.
Check. Yep. So, Luke 5:17. So, one day he was teaching. Jesus was teaching. And there were some Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting there who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing.
You're performing healing. Yeah, you can
have. And some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and to set him down in front of him.
So, there's two friends, two men, trying to carry their friend. We can use girls. You're going to come up here and you need to walk from here, because you're carrying your friend. Okay, you're on your own then, sorry. You've been bailed. You can help. So, two friends were carrying their friend on a thing. But, oh, it's full.
But not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof.
You're not getting up on there, don't worry. This is a theoretical roof. You can stand on the chair.
Okay.
There we go. And you can support.
And they went up on the roof and they let him down through the tiles with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd.
So you're going to take the roof off. Put a hole in the roof, take it off. You can just rip it, it's fine. Oh, there we go.
The tiles are coming off.
There we go.
There.
And then you can remove the roof, because you did this for your friends. So just take the roof off and throw it on the floor.
Okay, the roof has come off. And they let him down through the tiles with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus.
That's quite a breach, but yeah, that's fine. That's fine, you've done it.
Okay. Seeing their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Right. The scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this man who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But Jesus, aware of their reasonings, answered and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins have been forgiven you,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, pick up your stretcher, and go home."
Get up, pick up your stretcher, and go home.
Good. Immediately he got up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home glorifying God. There, yeah, she's glorifying God. They were all struck with astonishment and began glorifying God, and they were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen remarkable things today."
Thank you. So, everyone familiar with that story? Heard it before? It's pretty amazing, right? And you can all go home now. Thank you very much. I was going to do that later, but thank you. Okay, so we've got some slides now. Yeah, we like slides. We're just going to break down the story a little bit and go through it and ask you all some questions. And because you've listened to the whole story, you'll know the answers, right? Okay, so this was Luke 5, verses 17 to 26. Sorry, we've got no clicker today, so we're just communicating. Okay, so I'm going to get some people. Sorry, I'll get out of the way. What do you think is people's biggest need today? Yeah, money problems. Anything else? Yeah. So basically, it's all the stuff that Jesus can give us, right? Through prayer and just asking him. And through hard work. Exactly. Yeah, granddads. Yeah, that's a good answer. So, referring back to the story, why did people want to see Jesus? Why were they all there, gathered in that room, packed out, probably not comfortable? There are even people outside the building. You've got to answer these questions. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah. And at that time, people were very curious, wanted to know who this guy was. How do we know there were lots of people listening to Jesus from the story? Can you go to Mummy, please? Okay, you can stand here. Good girl. Yeah, you will have a microphone. She can do the talking. Yeah, obviously, it was packed out. People wanted to do, but most importantly, somebody had to go for an extreme to actually get to Jesus. That's how packed it was. And how did they do that? Yeah, on a stretcher. Through the roof. Yeah.
Right, well, we've really answered the next one. How did he get his friends into the how did his friends get him into the house? It says, what did Jesus do first for the paralyzed man? Yeah, he did forgive his sins. I think Jesus actually acknowledged the man. He didn't just dismiss him or ignore him, which is what we often do to people, don't we? Jesus actually saw the man and saw what his problem was, but didn't assume that what he could see in the physical was what the man really wanted. So what he did first was to actually ask the man what he wanted, didn't he? He found out what the man really wanted from him. Yeah. Who else saw and heard what Jesus did? Yeah, the scribes and Pharisees, definitely, didn't they? Yes. I mean, everybody that was in the house would have been able to see it. But actually, the people outside couldn't see what was going on, but they would know because they would hear it. They would have heard all the commotion. So even if they didn't actually see it, they were still aware of what was going on. And actually, when you think about it, a lot of the people that came there in the first place came because they'd heard, not because they'd actually seen what Jesus was doing with his miracles, but they heard about him through other people that had had experiences.
Right. Yeah, thanks. So what did these people think of Jesus? Well, they came in to probably see a lot of healing, but here you go saying your sins are forgiven. So what was their reaction? Mm-hmm. They believe that only one person could forgive sins. Who was that? God. That's right. How did Jesus show that he had the authority on earth to forgive sins? Yes, he backed it up. So, in fact, the Lord backed it up. His Father in heaven backed it up by saying, "This is my Son." And in this way, he backed up what Jesus said, that, you know, you can be forgiven. So they came in. I mean, the room was packed for healing, but would a room be packed for forgiveness of sins? I'm not sure. But they all came there for healing, which is great. But Jesus said, you know what? You've got a bigger problem. If he said, I'm here to forgive all your sins, I'm not sure how packed the room would be. I really don't know. But they all came for healing, but Jesus said, you know what? That's a little bump on your skin, but deep within there's cancer. There's something I need to do something about.
So, everyone knows that Jesus was a great miracle worker and prophet. And as we've already mentioned this morning, if he just lived up the road from you, what do you think most people would ask him to do? Just generally, what most people do? Hearing what they've already heard about him. Healing. Obviously, back in that time, healing was a big thing. There wasn't modern medicine. That's what people expected. So they probably didn't expect him to just say, your sins are forgiven, because it's not what they were there for. But there he did it, to prove himself, to say, okay, you want evidence, here you go. And he did it. We're going to watch this short video. And it's basically telling the story again, but I found out I quite liked it, so you've now got to watch it.
Sent me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind.
Clearly, he hasn't read the Torah.
Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown.
We're late.
Don't you complain when you're the one who kept stopping for lunch and morning tea and rest breaks and dessert and... I'm sorry, man. I know this was important to you. Hang on. Levi, if you're afraid of heights... raise your hand. What? Yay!
Hey, V!
Surely you will quote this proverb to me.
physician, heal yourself. And you tell me, do he? Tell me, we have had.
What?
Troy, look.
Hey, look out.
What are you doing? When the sky was what? Sins are forgiven.
Forgiving sins? Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy?
Which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven? Or to say, get up and walk? Get up! Take your mat and go home.
So it's, we tried to recreate it here, but I just thought you could watch it, it'd just be a bit easier. We're just going to get back to that slide now. Sorry, it's just a bit of a... trick to get there. There we go. Got there. Next go to the, yeah, next one. That's great. Thank you. After that. That was a video. It's supposed to play automatically. Sorry. Okay. So, as you saw in the video, the friends went through a lot of effort. They got went through the roof, which I can't imagine doing that. It would be quite difficult, wouldn't it? Lowering someone through a tiny roof that you've made a hole in. And as you saw in the video... friends, your sins are forgiven. Wasn't expected of it. What was surprising, and in some ways disappointing, if you could look at it that way. As we've mentioned before, we've gone for healing. Anyone? Yeah. So, gone there, thinking this guy heals people. And he says, your sins are forgiven. Surprising, because he can't say that. He's not God. He can't say that. And a bit disappointing, but I'm here to be healed. So, you know. So, yeah, that could have been surprising, maybe a bit disappointing. But the important thing is Jesus knew what he needed to do, what was important. And the healing was not the important part. What is that? What's the important part? The relationship with God. Having his sins forgiven give him far more than just healing his body. Right. What do you think the word sin means? Any of these? Another. What do you think sin means? Just means A, B, C, or D? Anyone? Yeah. I mean, I agree with that, but it could be numerous things. It could be all of those things. Breaking the law could be God's law, but I would say not loving God and his ways would be the biggest sin of all.
It's just the I don't know whether we actually think of that ourselves, but when it says that it says, who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy, who can forgive sins but God alone? Whether we actually really think about anyone else forgiving us of our sins. Often when we confess our sins, we do confess them to God. But we also have Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And sometimes they can get overlooked. But when we're thinking about the Trinity, that's actually... No, you're missing out two-thirds of who God is. Because sometimes our sins, although our sins are against God, they're also things that we do wrong in our relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit as well. I know personally, I find it far easier to talk to Jesus than I do to the Holy Spirit or to God. And different people find it easier to talk to different parts of the Trinity, but whichever part you're missing out on, you're still, in a way, offending that part of the Trinity.
Forgive you. She'll never forgive me for what I did. Feel terrible. I can't forgive myself. But as Val said, really important that, to know only God can forgive our sins. We use the word forgiveness a lot ourselves, but that's not who we should be asking forgiveness from. We've already covered what they believe about God, the Pharisees. And who can forgive? And they know only God can forgive. So a guy coming down and saying your sins are forgiven is, you don't do it. It is blasphemy. And the punishment was pretty severe back then. How is that different from the sentences you've just read? So obviously, that, as I've mentioned, their forgiveness, as in we forgive ourselves, I forgive you, you forgive me. That's not the same. Friend, your sins are forgiven is from directly from God. And Jesus knew that was the best thing. Just to go over again, what sort of evidence did Jesus show as God? He healed the man. And that kind of proved the second point. There's, well, Jesus can forgive sins. He is God. He's healed the man, so he can forgive sins. And then, what was everyone think then? What was the look on the Pharisee's face when he realised this guy just healed that man? Yeah, he was like, maybe this guy's real. maybe he is God. And obviously, being a paralyzed man back in that time, you'd be an outcast. You'd be shunned. You wouldn't be allowed to be in public. It was not a nice time for people with them sort of disabilities. How was his whole life immediately changed by Jesus? This is a double-edged sword, this one. Yeah, he's been healed. He can use his legs. That's great. He can work again. What's more important? He's clean from sin, and when Jesus came into this world, he would have been the very first few people to be fully forgiven of his sins. That's pretty amazing stuff. But this now means he can have a relationship with God, and that's the most important point to make from this, is that yes, he's got his legs back, that's great, he's got his arms back, but he is now in connection with God, and he has that relationship. And that's going to make his life so much more fruitful than he ever imagined it could be.
Yeah, Jesus, the sin forgiver. We're not actually told how old his friends were. And there are some of you here who are under, there's some of you here who are even under 10. And you have a part to play as well. This isn't just for adults. Children have a big, big role they can play in having a relationship with God. Because even children, we know they do things wrong sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes children do things wrong. And not just their parents. But even children don't always love God as they should do. And they do the wrong things. So, but these friends believed that Jesus could help. And when they actually stepped out and took a risk, they found out that Jesus could do even more than they thought. So I say, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you step out and do what you know God wants you to do, then amazing things happen.
This is just another passage that actually relates to this completely. And that's all the prophets gave witness about Jesus. They say that all who believe in him have their sins forgiven through his names. And this completely links into this. And this is when people had an understanding of this is what will happen when you come to know Jesus. You will come to know God. That's right. Well, thank you. I hope you enjoyed the story. We've broken it down a little bit into little chunks and answered some questions about it just to get everyone understanding. And this would be really great, for the kids. There's not many here. So we're all big kids today. All right, thank you.